Well, thank you very much, Chatu. I hope you can hear me. There's a little disturbance happening sometimes in the internet line. So I already have disconnected once, but hope this line will be stable from now onwards. So the first item is to continue with the guided sitting session. So may you all sit in a comfortable position now. You can keep your hands on your lap or maybe on your table. You can gently close your eyes. You can keep your legs on the ground. And eyes are gently closed. Now try to take your attention to the body. Now we are not walking, we are not standing, we are not lying down, but we are comfortably sitting. See whether you can feel at ease, well relaxed, coming back to the present moment. Here, now, I am sitting. I am just going through from the top to bottom. So see whether you can mentally touch those places. You can be aware of wherever the places which I am mentioning. Our eyes are gently closed. There are no wrinkles on our forehead. We are not thinking about any particular problem at the moment. We can feel little sensation at our lips. There is no any tension in our mouth. Jaws are not tightly coupled. The whole head, whole face, feeling well relaxed. And head straight, neck straight. Shoulders are not forcefully or effortfully kept, but they are well relaxed. Hands are resting on the lap or maybe on the table. They too are well relaxed. Back straight. We may be leaning onto a chair. We can feel our weight on the cushion or maybe on the chair. Our buttocks can feel some pressure, some weight. Legs are bent. And maybe soles are touching the ground. Try to see whether you can feel all these places. Slowly, slowly, we are collecting our attention. We are focusing our attention to the body. Our legs are bent and soles are touching the ground. Maybe toes, maybe heel. We can feel that they are touching the ground. Calf muscles are resting. There's a pressure on our buttocks. we are leaning onto a chair so we can feel it. Maybe even clothes are touching our bodies, we can feel that. Arms are resting on the lap. Shoulders are well relaxed. Neck straight. Head straight. Eyes are gently closed. And we are naturally breathing. If your mind wanders towards the past, don't worry about it. Don't blame yourself. Just slowly take it back. Once you are aware that your attention is not with your body, just draw it back to the body. Use the body as some sort of an anchoring place for the mind. Again, your ideas, various planning, hopes also can arise, but don't encourage them. Slowly bring your attention back to the body. So these bodily feelings are very ordinary. They are not that extraordinary or they are not that exciting. So we typically neglect them. But what right now we want to do is to simply take our attention to the body. So all these sensations are quite ordinary. They may be pleasant, they may be unpleasant, sort of irritations, slight pains. All these things are valid. We are not discarding them. We are not trying to reject them. We have some sort of an open mind. We acknowledge all these sensations. Come back to yourself. Don't think that you have to do a big thing, but rather this is a time for you to relax. Coming back to yourself. This is a time for you. You may be doing various activities towards the others, various tasks, various duties. But right now, this is the time for you to spend for yourself. Just appreciate this all ordinary experiences. They are very direct. You don't need to think about any of these. But rather you can directly feel all these. If you are able to establish mindfulness to your body, you can recognize there are various processes going on in the body. The body is breathing. As a result of breathing, the tummy, the abdomen is rising and falling. And there is blood circulation. There is heartbeat. And maybe slight pains, little irritations. Little sounds, vibrations. The clothes are touching the body. All these things are valid experiences. Very ordinary. You don't need to think about them, but you can feel them directly. Directly you can feel them. More we feel them, we are well grounded. We are living at the present moment. It's relaxing. You are not in a dream. We are not thinking, imagining, but we are experiencing the direct experience, direct sensations. What is happening right now? If you pay attention to breathing, you got to keep your attention at the nostril. So don't go inside with the breath, or don't go outside with the breath. Just try to stay at the nostril. It's like a resting place for the mind, to your attention. As you're breathing in, you can note it as in. As you breathe out, you can note it as out. So we are using this noting mechanism to establish mindfulness. For beginners, this is very useful. So do this noting very gently, without disturbing the ongoing process, without disturbing the growing mindfulness, concentration. Just simply noting, very gently noting. Once the mind is fairly collected, well restrained, and you are able to establish mindfulness, you can let go of noting and you can simply keep your attention just on the breath, without noting, but fully being aware of it. Try to recognize various aspects of the breath, whether the breath is in breath is cooler or warmer, whether the out breath is cooler or warmer, from which nostril it is passing, is there any sensation at the nostril, whether you can feel any movement. So all these things you can inquire. Keep a sort of a curious mind, little inquiring mind, just to investigate what is really going on. Try to apply some sort of an interest. I'm going to recognize, I'm going to find out what is really happening at the nostril. Right now it is in breath, right now it is out breath. This is cooler, this is warmer, this is longer, this is shorter. So you are sharpening your mindfulness, refining your mindfulness. You can continue your practice if you are doing Anapanasati or rising and falling, or pay attention to various sensations, or you are watching various feelings, or you are watching the mind. All are valid. You can start them once mind is fairly settled, once the mindfulness is well established.